paradigm of the grid is built on huge central power plants, and that's what our grid is like now. But that's not the vision of the future. In New York and in California, they're both man-made. You talked about revising the energy vision, REV. You'll hear a lot about that, because what we need now are the decentralized local power generators that are transmitting power over shorter and shorter lines. And they're local and they're renewable, and everything is market-based. Nuclear power and coal, to a big extent, are not market-based because of the subsidies they get. The subsidies for wind and the subsidies for solar are getting ready to fade out. That's because nuclear and big oil and big gas are really pushing that. They want to kill it right now because of their profit. But if you sort of start looking at the grid as the internet with all these different points of generation, rather than huge, big, $19 billion nuclear plants producing energy that they're sending over limited amounts, I think you begin to get the Amory Lovins view of the future, which is market-based, which has worked. And if it happens in New York, and if it can happen in California, they are really determined. For me, it's not clear as to how much you're going to be able to get through the New York State Legislature. But if it happens on both coasts, it's going to meet in the middle, and it will end up in the Midwest. Well, it's a different paradigm.
I have to say, you know, I have a physics engineering background, and there is still, and will be for a long time, a place for centralized stations, but there is a greater need for local power generation, even individual homes and all that. But one of the big problems to be solved, and is not really solved well, is that most of the renewable energies are on and off, on and off. And so the general solution right now is to have gas fire plants, which come on at a moment's notice, and they're not particularly efficient. And that's what has to go with the wind and the solar.
I think you're mistaken. Do you know that the country of Denmark ran 100% of wind power all of December in 2014? And they are moving to 100% wind power.
And what does that absolutely mean?
It means that they've got the answer to...
It means they've got the storage?
It means that they don't need the storage because they've got so many wind plants, so many windmills. So the answer to the sun don't shine and the wind don't blow.
The wind always blows in Denmark.
It always
here.
So if you start here, the electricity around.
Okay,
well, I guess I'm
done.
Right. Any more thoughts or questions from the audience?
There needs to be a bigger
I would say briefly on the language of compromise. If we're too utopian and too fixated on that, then we could lose everything and never get back.
Michael, did you have a comment?
Yeah, there is a systemic level solution that I've been working on, which is a carbon tax and rebate on a national level, which applies a $10 a ton price on the cost of on the value of all of the carbon-based fuels, based on the amount of carbon they would emit if you burned them. So it would most negatively affect coal and oil and natural gas, but it affects all of them in the way that at the beginning is a relatively simple way to charge. There's a handful of the sources of these things, which all of the revenue under this plan would be divided up by household in the United States, and everybody would get a check every month. So for most families, the amount of money that is reflected in the increased costs of goods and services caused by the raise in the cost of fossil fuel would be more than overcome by the check that they get. So it has a distributed effect on stimulating the economy, as well as gradually incenting, because the $10 a ton would increase by $10 a ton every year. So the first year, a gallon of gasoline would cost you 10 cents more. Next year, 20 cents, next year, 30. So it gives you time to plan to say, well, what kind of car do I want to buy next year? How do I want to adjust my house? How does as a factory owner, how do I want to adjust my shipping strategies, my packaging, all of the things that you need some time to think ahead, but it's inexorable. with this kind of background force at work that stimulates us to work. It's not a don't do this, don't do that. It's, oh, this thing costs less, let's use that and move people along.
How's this idea being received?
I was in Washington last year and I met with several different senators and congressmen. The rest of our group met with almost every member of Congress over the course of 3 days.
What's the name of the group?
Citizens Climate Lobby is the name of the organization. Supported by people on the left and right of the economics profession. So it has some response that we've, and in particular, our congressman has expressed little bit of support for it. So
is it just in Columbia County?
We have a chapter in about 75% of the congressional districts, which is how they're organized, and we have one here in Columbia County, which deals with Chris Gibson's congressional district.
But that would really change people's behavior, because you're giving them an incentive. It's going to cost you more unless you start changing.
And right, but it comes back to you.
Right.
The fact that it costs you 10 cents more at the pump, and then you get a check every month, which about 10 years from now, as the system scales up, would be about $250 a month for every family in the country.
What do you get a check for?
For the rebate, the amount of money which is collected from the mine or the wellhead or the port goes into a bucket, which is then divided up by the household. So you're getting a check from the fund, which is essentially all that was collected.
Do you have to do it nationally, or can you do it on state level?
There are some states which are trying to do it at a state level. It's a bit more difficult because of the cross-border issues. We control things much more. There are problems in the Constitution with charging between New York and Massachusetts, let's say. But going across borders, national borders, we can do that.
Michael, why give it back to people rather than invest it in renewable energy?
This is the problem we have when we talk to Democratic senators and congressmen, because that's the way they think. Oh my goodness, we could stimulate this wonderful project over here, do mass transit over there, that'd be super. The problem is getting it through the Republican-dominated Congress, because their feeling has often been expressed as let people decide what to do with their own money, rather than putting it into boondoggles of Solyndra and all these projects that they think are not good for people. So to a certain extent, it's a political strategy that is aimed at overcoming the Republican resistance to big government by saying, well, let's just take it in, and it's not going to increase the size of the government. There's almost no administrative overhead associated with simply dividing it up. We already have Social Security and Medicare and so forth, so that a whole lot of Americans get a check anyway.
I certainly agree with carbon tax. But if we weren't in the middle of an increasing climate crisis, then that might have some value. But where are we going to get the money to put the infrastructure in place to make
I understand, but you and I don't disagree on the need for the change in the infrastructure. But the strategy, as developed by Citizens Climate Lobby, deals with the central function of changing the behavior of 300 million people. And through that change in behavior, influence, because this applies at the port to the carbon content of the imported finished goods that get here. Each of those will have carbon label on them, according to this strategy. So that car that you get from Japan, that iPhone that you get from China, that has a certain value of the carbon used to create it, which then deals with another worldwide carbon problem, which is how do we get the Chinese or the Argentinians or the Germans to take responsibility for the carbon that they generate? Well, how are they going to sell into our market before they pay that couple of pennies per iPhone tax, which is going to be generated here, which then goes... It's another thing that goes back to us. So it influences the behavior of an enormously diffuse audience then influences all sorts of things about the amount of carbon we generate. It does not go specifically to a given